Now, in our first lesson from the Word today, we heard part of the story of Joseph. This little boy who actually became, next to Pharaoh himself, the most powerful ruler in Egypt. And this happened because the Lord was with Joseph, and also because Joseph looked to the Lord always and followed him. And this shows how nothing is impossible with the Lord's help. But it's also important here to think a little bit about how the Lord was with Joseph. Because it was not just that one day Joseph went down to Egypt and then he became the powerful ruler in Egypt. Now, Joseph's life started out very happily indeed. We are told that he was the favorite son of his father Jacob. And as a sign of his affection, Jacob gave to Joseph also a very special coat of many colors. But Joseph had 10 older brothers, and they were not very pleased knowing that Jacob favored Joseph. The fact is, they became very angry with him. And then one day when Joseph and his brothers were out in the field, they actually took him and threw him into a pit. And then they sold him to some merchants who were passing by. And these merchants took Joseph down to Egypt, where he was sold, as we heard today in the lesson, to a man named Potiphar, who was the commander of Pharaoh's bodyguard, a very important man in Egypt. And Joseph was very fortunate there. He was raised up to to rule over all Potiphar's household, until one day when Potiphar's wife wanted to seduce him, and Joseph said no, and then she became so angry at him that she took revenge by telling Potiphar that Joseph had tried to seduce her. And Potiphar believed her, and that is why Joseph ended up in prison. So we can say that Joseph's life went from being his father's favorite, then being a slave in Egypt, and then finally all the way down to being in a prison where he might spend the rest of his life. It seemed that Joseph's fate was one that was going down and down and down. But that was not really the case when we think about it. Now, if Joseph's brothers had not sold him to the merchants, Joseph would probably have stayed in the land of Canaan for the rest of his life, never going to Egypt. And also, once he came to Egypt and was a slave there, if Potiphar's wife had not lied about him and accused him falsely, he would not have gone to prison. He might have stayed for the rest of his life in Potiphar's house. But the fact is also that if Joseph had not gone to prison, he would not have met Pharaoh's butler, who was also in prison at that time. And it was this butler, as you may remember, who came to Joseph and told him of his dream and asked Joseph to tell him the meaning of it. And then it was that Joseph told him the meaning. And then later on, when Pharaoh had two dreams, the butler remembered Joseph. And so Joseph was brought from the prison to Pharaoh, and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream and told him what it meant, namely that there would be 7 good years of harvest, and then after that, 7 years of famine. And Joseph advised Pharaoh that Pharaoh should use the 7 good years to lay up stores of grain so that when the years of famine came, then they would be able to survive. And Pharaoh listened to Joseph, and not only listened to him, but he also made him, put him in charge of all this. So that way it was that Joseph became the ruler of Egypt. So you can say that Joseph went through a lot of hardships, but it all led to him finally become this powerful ruler in Egypt. Although he had suffered much, nevertheless, this was all these things, although they looked like it was getting worse and worse, actually, by means of that, the Lord brought Joseph closer and closer to Pharaoh until finally they met. So that way we can say that the Lord led Joseph all the way, sometimes by happy things, sometimes by sad things and hardships. And that is something we should remember and think about too. Because although we are not going to become great rulers in this world, nevertheless, we all are trying to make our way to the heavenly kingdom. And as the Lord was with Joseph, so it is also that he'll be with us and lead us ever closer to himself and to his heavenly kingdom. We are going to, in our lives also, to experience hardships and disappointments and challenges. And what we need to remember and think about is that all of these things are used by the Lord, all of them, to lead us step by step closer to him and to his heavenly kingdom. And so we need to remember that when hard times come, that all this has a meaning. It is something that makes us stronger and better and more understanding. Even when things seem to get worse and worse, they really are, with the Lord's help, getting better and better all the time. And this is something that reminds us not to judge from appearances. As we also taught here in the spiritual diary, it said, I talked with angelic spirits concerning the misfortunes of the faithful, which it is well known they suffer as much and even more than the unfaithful. The reason was told why some of them are thus led into trials, some for the reason that they may not ascribe good to themselves. For if they were exempted from trials, they would ascribe it to their own goodness, and thus they would arrogate to themselves merit and justice. Lest this should happen, they are led into common misfortunes, so that they come to grief as far as riches and possessions are concerned, equally with others. So this is something that is true of all of us. The Lord, even by these seemingly unhappy events, nevertheless guides us, prepares us, and protects us. So these are states of temptation in which we are transformed and elevated. Or as we also taught here in the Arcana Celestia, it says that the influx of good from the Lord with man is continuous, but there are evils, both actual and hereditary, that hinder and obstruct the reception of it. And therefore, when these are removed, a new will comes into existence. This is very evident in the case of those who are in misfortunes, misery, and illnesses. For as in these, the loves of self and of the world from which come all evils, are removed. The man thinks well about God and the neighbor, and also wishes his neighbor well. It is similar in temptations, which are spiritual pains, and hence inward miseries and despairings. By these chiefly are evils removed, and after they had been removed, heavenly good flows in from the Lord, whereby a new will is formed in the natural. So all these misfortunes and hardships are, we may say, a kind of spiritual growing pains in our spiritual body, by which our internal is given dominion over the externals, by which, as we heard, that evils and falsities are subdued and separated, as well as also the corporeal and sensuous things, where truths and goods are implanted and also enhanced by their opposites, where humility is induced, because we are led to see that we are in ourselves nothing but evil, and where evil spirits are deprived of their power, where our understanding and tolerance and forgiveness is increased and our heart is softened. And so it is also that as Joseph's trials led him closer and closer to Pharaoh, we also, by means of these things, are led closer and closer to the Lord and his heavenly kingdom, often by ways that at the time seems to be either lead nowhere or lead in the opposite direction. But nevertheless, by means of the wondrous and unfathomable ways of divine providence, we are unerringly and inevitably led into a state of blessing that is full of peace and joy. Amen.